We had to start with this because of the eclipse that's happening tomorrow. That everybody's fucking freaking out over. Thus the hills of Juan Valdez and his goat go for coffee beans in the morning. That was on Beavis and Butthead.
Right? People were thinking it's gonna...
Yes!
Like the Michael Sons way, gonna swallow the earth like in the video.
Oh yeah. By the way, that was Soundgarden. Woo! God rest Chris Cornell for Black Hole Sun off of Super Unknown. This is the Random Task. We're always random. And never on task! And there is a twofer today.
Yes.
That has only two of us.
One special going on.
That's right. We're going to do April Fool's jokes and talk about how everybody's freaking out over the moon going over the sun, which is called an eclipse. Like it ain't happened before, but whatever. What do I know? I'm just a person.
Dark side of the moon.
Right? That's right. We're just the dark side of the moon's going to be light tomorrow. I'm the Super Fly Nick Knight with Ray Ray, and Aggie is off tonight. She is on vacation.
Hey, let's start a trend. Everybody needs to moon the sun tomorrow.
I'm for that.
Everybody get out there and start mooning the sun tomorrow as a trend and take photos.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Post it to the Random Task Podcast.
That's right. Oh, dude. If we started a trend.
Oh, my God. We're going to see some of the hairiest butt cracks. And
gross.
Shit.
Gross.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, no. For you, it is.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
You know, yeah, for you, it's awesome. For me.
We're going to judge the hell out of it, too.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. So, anywho, this eclipse. Okay, so, like, let's go back a little bit. Do me a favor. Look on... I need to. I got a computer, too. What the fuck am I doing? All right.
I was going to say,
You're like, what?
Wait, use my computer.
Hold on. Last... So, I got to see the last solar eclipse.
Oh, cool.
So, I was in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So, solar eclipse. Hold on. Oh, it was in 2017. I thought it was. Okay, it was 21st of August, 2017 was the last solar eclipse that happened. I was fortunate enough to be in Nashville, Tennessee while this was going on. And I'm telling you what, it was one of the most neat experiences I have ever got to experience. Simply because, you know, my work for was Nashboro Village Apartments down there in Nashville, Tennessee. Lord forbid, I worked for a guy named Mark Radford. Fuck you. And,
oh my God, here we go.
Oh,
again.
I hate that guy. Okay. Anyway, not as much as
Val.
No
rants today.
Yeah, no rants. No rants. That guy ain't worth it to me, man.
No rants today.
No, that guy ain't worth it to me. So, but one of the things is my work provided us all solar eclipse classes. So what we did was about 12:30, we all went up to the office, and I had a work truck that I got to drive around. So I laid in the back of the work truck. I made myself comfy. I got like a crate and this, that, whatever, right? Had some snacks and shit, and all of a sudden it starts happening.
Yeah.
So I get to put on the glasses, and I'm getting to watch it as it's starting to cover the sun, you know? And then it's going, and it's starting to get dark, you know, but the most cool thing about it is when it's a full solar eclipse that it's dark, but if you look out to the horizon, it's still blue.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So it's not completely dark.
It's not completely dark, but it's dark.
I don't think I've ever seen one. I'm like, it's... Dude. Is it really freaky? Like
the... No, it's neat, man. Because look, this is just a thing. It happens.
I don't know what
to
expect. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And people are acting like it's the end of the world. They're like shopping.
No.
And like,
no, it's not. It's not the end of the world.
Like it's for COVID.
It's because there's too many wine babies out there going, you know, and just stupid shit like that. Who gives a fuck?
End of times tomorrow.
It's, dude, look. I'm just going to say it like it is, all right? There's no hurricane. There's no damn earthquake. You know, the apocalypse is not happening tomorrow. It's a fucking solar eclipse.
If I wake up and both of those happen...
That means I survived the apocalypse then.
I'm going to shit my pants if we made a hurricane.
Because everybody should have freaked out in 2017.
The tsunami. Yeah, the Japan.
Dude, everybody should have freaked out in 2017 then. So that means I survived the apocalypse and I turned out just fine. You know, fuck that. Come on, man. Quit being a baby.
When was that Japan earthquake? 2011?
Yeah, or Fukushima? I think it was 2012.
Everybody was like prepared for the end of the world then.
Well, you see, the thing of it is about that.
It was so funny. I was like, oh my God.
The thing of it is about that is like, it potentially could have got really bad.
Yeah, it could have.
You know, so.
I remember being at work and like, it was a ghost town at work until like 6 o'clock hit, and people figured out they were gonna live, and now they're hungry, so they all poured in at 7.
Oh yeah.
It was like, what the fuck? I told you we're not gonna die. I was like, oh my god.
Oh yeah.
I didn't want to die at Bob Evans though.
Dude, I tell you what.
If I die at Bob Evans, fucking kill me first.
Dude, oh, it puts you out of your misery.
Right. Hey,
sweetheart, go out and get the trank gun. Oh, Christ's sakes. God. No, but but the thing is when the eclipse was happening, it started going and going and going. And then all of a sudden, when it was the full solar eclipse, the birds quit chirping. Everything got quiet for about 5 seconds. But of course, in typical Nashville style, you hear a car alarm go off. Meep, 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 meep. I'm like, thanks for fucking it up, you know? Dude, I mean, and it was like that for a minute, you know? Right. And then all of a sudden, everything was cool. I mean, it started getting light again, blah, 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 blah. And then my friend Faith, who I worked with there, she ended up getting a really good picture of it. And she didn't realize it, but when she took a picture of it, she took a picture of a planet that was just off to the left of it, too. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Venus.
Oh, very cool.
I think so. That or Mars. It was one of the two, man. But you could clearly see it.
Right.
Like, it was really, really cool.
So it looks like the next one's going to happen in 2026.
There's going to be another one, huh?
It's just, like, I'm looking at fun facts of solar eclipse. It looks like August 12th, 2026.
So I'm just, you know.
But it's not going to be a full one.
Look, I'm going to admit it. I'm texting with this girl I'm talking to. I just keep going back and forth between this eclipse and that. I can't even focus today, man. Aww. I am such a clusterfuck. But it's okay, you know? So anybody who's out there understands that. Nick's been single for almost 6 years,
yes,
okay? Six.
He got back on the horse.
Years, you know? And, yeah.
Skip, that's wrong.
Where's that damn button at when you need it?
Oh, fine.
According to my calculations, the correct answer to this problem is no.
Thank you, Stephen Hawking. My goodness, man. Don't do that to me. We already got what's his nuts that likes horses down in Illinois. All right, look.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know. So
you
what?
You could play your back in the saddle again.
I could. But I'm more like, not really. Not yet. Like, it's not like, confirmed yet, you know? Like, she knows that I'm crazy about her.
Aww, that's
but,
cool.
You know, I mean. I don't want to scare poor lady off. I mean, come on.
Right.
I really don't.
Play cool.
It's really hard to, though.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when, like, your heart pitter-pats all the time. It's all, you know. I can't explain it. Anyways, so part of all this was last week was April Fool's.
Yeah.
So, you know, and who's more than April Fool than anybody that actually falls for the jokes? Or walks into the jokes,
oh
or this, that. I will tell you a prank we did once, though.
Yeah, me too.
I got one, man. Me and a buddy of mine, we took his wife's car and put it up on cinder blocks just enough to where she couldn't tell we did it. And tried to drive away, couldn't. She's like, what's wrong with it? I think the transmission went out.
She just spit in her tires.
I said, look under the car. And she's like, you motherfuckers. We're like, see ya. We were gone.
Remember one year, I don't know what year it was, that the GM at Bob Evans put out a memo, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, if you're caught, something about we were doing drug testing. It was supposed to be April. It was on April Fool's that he put out like this letter that we're going to be doing drug testing, blah, blah. Everybody was fucking losing their mind because they thought they were getting terminated.
April Fool's joke.
It was the best April Fool's. Everybody was screaming like, oh my God, we're all fired.
That's fucking great.
There was going to be like two of us left. So funny.
That is hilarious.
And then he came out, it was an April Fool's. Like, oh fuck.
That is great.
That was really good on his part. I have to give him props for that one.
Oh, I don't know.
I was just looking up something.
There we go. All right, I had a text back about a computer. But anywho,
Oh my God, there's an April Fool's called a new Google drink. Ever heard of Google Gulp?
Gulp?
In 2005, some thought that Google was coming out with a new drink. It wasn't true, but some were intrigued.
Wow.
Oh, God. A Seattle comedy show in 1989 went to airwaves to say the Fame Space Needle had fallen down.
Oh, nice.
Oh, talk about a panic. That's funny.
That is great.
Oh, my God.
That is great. Holy shit.
I'm looking up something.
Solar eclipses, man. There it is.
Oh,
Yeah, dubbed the Great American Eclipse. They're naming everything.
Oh my god, this one's great. One of the most famous landmarks in the world is Big Ben in London, so the public was understandably none too pleased when the BBC put out a hoax in 1980 saying the iconic clock was going digital.
Nice! That is fucking good.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
That's something like I would do, you know? Oh god. But I would actually get up there and act like I was doing it.
I like this one.
You know what I mean?
In 1996, Taco Bell took out newspaper ads saying it had bought the famous Liberty Bell. They were going to turn it into Taco Bell.
Are you fucking... I remember that shit. I remember that!
It was a hoax, but that's funny. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I would love to do that. You know, I want to create the ultimate one.
Both Continental and Burger King have had fun on April Fool's when it comes to introducing new products specifically for left-handed people.
Oh my god.
In 2015, Continental said it was introducing left-handed toilet paper.
And people believed it?
That's funny because my dad's left-handed. And a left-handed Whopper for Burger King. What the fuck? Oh, these are...
It's like having left-handed
these
money.
These are really good, actually.
You know what I mean?
So I'm trying to read some of these. Pasta grown on trees. What?
You crack me up.
I know, but some of these are funny. I'm just trying to look up the best pranks of all time.
Dude, you know. Oh, I got another one. All right, so this one was epic for me because I used to have like a record of how quick I could do an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
God bless my deceased grandfather. You know, and everybody on here who listens to us knows how much that man meant to me.
Yeah.
He was the one I did it to. All right, you ready?
Oh,
so
no.
I it was March 31st, okay? I think this was in 2001. And oh, it's all good. And so I stayed up, and I'm like, April Fool's is tomorrow. All right. So I waited about 20 minutes after midnight. I'm like, Grandpa, do you hear that? He was like, what? I said, dude, it sounds like the ceiling fan is burning out because it, you know, sometimes it makes noise,
yeah.
Whatever. And he's listening. He goes, yeah, I do hear it. Oh, April fooled him on that one. A year later, I pulled the same fucking joke on him and did it 6 minutes after midnight.
You ass. That's funny. Oh, God. That's good.
Oh, it was awesome. It was cool. I mean, it was epic. It was epic. For real. I couldn't believe it. So
you're right.
It was. Oh man. But yeah, it's that was probably the quickest joke. The best one was putting the car on the cinder blocks.
Oh god.
But the king of all fucking April Fool's jokes that I know is my buddy Brad. That motherfucker gets everybody.
Aw.
Dude, there's no limit. There was a year we were planning to do it together and just annihilate everybody for April Fools, man. Because, dude, don't make a holiday like that.
Right.
And tell me and Brad about it. Because we're going to fucking do it. We're going to nail you, man. We're going to, like, buckets of water by the door and fucking, like, balloons with whipped cream in them and whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Shaving cream bombs or, you know.
Shaving cream bombs?
Yeah, whatever. You know, I mean, it don't even fucking matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean.
I'm trying to look up for these ones. House for sale. Oh, that would be mean. House for sale. Put somebody's house up for sale.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of that shit going on for real, though. Parking troubles.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a, you know, there's all sorts of jokes out there. Like, do you see any other ones on there that, like, are, like, absolutely... Wait, is there any Reddit ones? Dude, Reddit ones are
really,
the ones to
I know.
Read.
I'm trying to look for some really bad ones, and I can't find
Too bad there wasn't, like, any Craigslist, like, April Fool's jokes.
Well, let me look that up. Craigslist
That would
April
be epic.
Fools.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I bet you there are. Hang on.
That would be great. I'm telling you what.
Oh, a camel posted for sale.
No
April
shit!
An April Fool's
joke. Oh, I would have bought it.
Oh, that's funny. Let's buy a camel. A $2,500 camel. That's an expensive camel toe. I'm sorry, you can't take me nowhere.
You crack me up.
I know. Oh no, I don't want to add. It's a camel ad for camel smokes. No, I'm just kidding. Not really. Oh, I didn't even talk about it. What the fuck? I said NPR. Oh, golly. I don't see any Craigslist ones.
No?
No. I don't know. So,
yeah, we're not trying to have dead air in here. We're just trying to figure it all out. So I'm gonna fill in the gaps.
Ooh, I bet.
You earned that shit. You earned the bell.
Fill in the gaps, ladies.
Oh my God. Well, never mind. I'm not even going there today. I'm not.
Go.
I'm gonna let that one slide.
No pun intended.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. All right, what you got?
Oh, for what?
You just said you were gonna fill the air. You fill the gaps.
Oh, okay. Now hold on. Let's see. I'll talk more about the eclipse down there in the Ville, man.
Okay.
God damn it! This thing won't stay put. Stay. Okay. The microphone keeps moving everywhere. All right. But yeah, like it was just neat because there was like traffic halted. There was no traffic on Murfreesboro Pike, man. That's like one of the big main roads down in Nashville. There was nothing.
Oh, wow.
Nothing. Crazy. You know, and like everybody in Kroger's across the street and all the restaurants all came out to check it out, man. It was just fucking eerie cool. But, you know, like I was talking to you about, like the movie Apocalypto.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie, but you know, had a... an eclipse in it because the Aztecs were sacrificing like other tribes for rain and trying to please the gods so it would rain because all the crops were dying and stuff.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
And it was really strange. And you know, when it went, when the full solar eclipse went, they thought they pleased the gods. So whoever was left, they let him go through like one of those little areas that they had like an arena that. You know, they played like games and shit in it, and then you had to run to the end of it. And if you got hit with an arrow, you died.
Oh wow!
Oh yeah,
that's crazy.
Well, then it goes to show, like in this movie, they're running through through the woods. You have an Aztec dude chasing after a Mayan guy, and then they reach the coast, and then there's three ships from Cortez, the Spanish explorer.
Yeah.
And what you don't know, and until you realize it, that's really the end of both civilizations.
Oh.
That on the same day of the eclipse.
Oh wow, that is kind of crazy.
Yeah, man. It's really, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
That'd be insane.
It's rad. I mean, it's super cool. I dig it, dude.
I don't know if it'd be rad or not. Oh, there it is. I'll try to find this funny. So I know we don't usually do, like, political crap.
Yeah, just do it.
But, you know, like, One Nation Under God and all that.
Indivisible.
So this one is Biden and... what's the vice president, Camilla?
Yeah,
okay.
Harris.
One nation under fraud, clearly visible with bribery and corruption for all.
Dude.
My friend Kendra posted that yesterday. I was like, thank you. You gave me podcast material.
Right. Dude, you know, memes. Like, there's memes that are legendary.
Oh, God. There was another Biden one, too. It's funny.
You know, the one black dude on there? It's like, these nuts. Got him. That shit's epic, man.
There's one of a dog licking Biden. It says, nothing to see here, just a dog licking its asshole.
Oh, that's fucked up. That is fucked up. That is something else, man. I'm telling you what. Look. I won't speak, like, politically, but I will generally, though, something needs to change.
Has anybody found P. Diddy?
What? He's gone? Well, he ran, huh?
Didn't he fly to the Caribbean? He pulled the OJ, but he actually got away.
Holy cow. So he is guilty, then.
I don't know. Did he...
what is it? If condom doesn't fit, you must acquit?
Did they find... I was thinking about that today.
Yes!
Like, he's like the new Find Sorry. Waldo. Find P. Diddy. Where's P. Diddy? If you can find P. Diddy in the puzzle. Just kidding.
You make me laugh.
I know.
That was good.
I know. I have the dumbest fucking thoughts ever for podcast material.
That was like, good.
Oh my God.
That was really good.
So if anybody knows, has P. Diddy been caught yet? I've been gone for a while, so I haven't been watching the news.
Oh, dude. Do not miss it, shit. I mean, you ain't missing.
I took off, too, but I'm not a criminal. I took off to Las Vegas for the week.
Look, I'm going to say this again. So you said P. Diddy ran, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like OJ, right?
He conveniently was flying out on his private jet as they were raiding his house.
All right. So Miami. You know how they had if the glove must fit, don't fit, you must acquit. If the condom don't fit, you must acquit, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Oh, God.
I don't. So,
I know.
You know.
I hope he didn't do those things because I would.
Who's to say?
All respect for him because I usually have so much respect for them, you know? And just, Ugh, that's gonna make me so mad. And they did, like, state, like, what you said, like, how they got, like, you know, like, get in the music business.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Nick was right. They actually quoted that. I was like, oh, that's gross.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, man, yeah, it's really weird, you know, like, all this stuff's starting to come out now, and people are like, well, blah, 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 you know. But think about this, man. Why would you run if you wasn't guilty of something?
What do they call that? Bad boy entertainment?
Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, look, it makes what Suge Knight look like he did look like fucking, like, petty crime, you know? I mean, dude.
I mean, two people killed is a petty
crime. No, he actually killed one of them. But, no, I'm talking about raping fucking people and shit like that. And having to, they have to live with this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
It's crazy.
It is. It really is. It really is. I just don't, I don't get it. I don't get it. So, but you know. Anywho, that's that, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah, P. Diddy. Why the fuck?
Oh my God, it reminds me of when I heard in Vegas, I was like, I heard somebody say titties for fitties.
That's fucking great.
I was like, did he just say titties for fitties? And this guy behind me started laughing hysterically. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm sorry, I have no filter. He's like, that was funny.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know why this guy was out there yelling, titties for fitties. I don't know what he was handing out.
You crack me up.
I was like laughing my ass off. I love Vegas so much. You don't know what you're going to see. Like, I got a picture of this old lady and her amigo. Like,
okay.
Chip and Dale surrounding her, like, the third
For real?
I was so funny.
Yes!
I got the picture. I was like, yeah, Grandma, get it.
That is fucking great. Grandma's getting more action than Nikolai is. What the fuck?
Oh, my
Come
God.
Come on, man.
She was like, meet, meet. And her little motor.
Like, Roadrunner style.
Oh, God, meep, meep. It was so cute. The greatest one I saw when I was out there was this guy stood between the Thunder... What are they called? Down Under Thunder?
Yeah.
Okay.
A Thunder Down Under.
Yeah.
Giggity.
So he was an older guy. He took off his fucking shirt and stood between him. And this guy is like scrawny old. It was like, oh my God, what? And I got that picture. I told Bella, because that was when Bella went. I was like, Bella, look away for a minute. I'm going to get this picture.
You crack me up.
Oh my God. I love Vegas.
It's a... Vegas is a whole nother thing, man.
It was. It was kind of low-key. I mean, it was low-key last time I went to, but this time it was kind of more low-key because Tim went. I mean, we still had fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was great. I was buzzed at breakfast. Holy shit.
Were you really? You had a mimosa and shit?
Well, I got, like, this mimosa. There's different flavors and different sizes. And I was like, I'll take the medium. I didn't think that was, like, the largest one. And I was like, dude, the breakfast didn't come. Like, I'm fucking buzzed already. I'm like, oh my God.
All right.
I was like, I need to eat. And then I need to sober up before we take off for the day.
Wow.
We were gonna drive around and go to like Lake Mead and Valley of Fire.
Oh.
So I was like, I need to sober up before breakfast.
Man.
So funny.
Dude, talk about, dude, you know, I never, ever used to drink alcohol. Like before noon.
Yeah.
But I went to a party. I don't know. I probably said this on the podcast once about the party out at Percy Priest.
Yeah.
Dude, oh, yeah. Because we had on our podcast about parties and shit. Ooh. Dude, that was like one of the first times I ever drank in the morning.
Nice.
Dude, it was fucking weird. Like, I shouldn't be doing this.
I'm
doing this.
I don't know if you saw that other drink I had that was smoking.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was crazy. So I was like, I thought it was going to be like the slushy I got before. It was called Purple Haze. So
all
I'm thinking
in my
it's
brain.
Like, I thought I was getting like this little slushy drink, and they sat down this fucking Kool-Aid punch bowl. I swear to God, I'm like, wow. It was just full of ice at first and strawberries. I'm like, okay, where's the drink?
Right.
The guy starts pouring it, and my drink starts smoking. It has dry ice in there.
Ah.
It was like, holy shit. So this big ass thing is like $45. So I was like,
you crack me up.
I know it was the most expensive drink I've ever had. Like, but it was so good.
Did you say $45?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
I knew it was $45 because I said that. I'm like, well, one in Vegas, you do it, you know? Well, you should have. We did champagne. We did two glasses of champagne. It was $80.
Dude, if I'm going to do something for $45 as a drink, it's going to be a champagne supernova. Come on. At least get me some cocaine on that fucker. Where were you?
God.
While we
so
were
I,
getting high.
And then afterwards, after dinner, we went to like the Purple Zebra, which is another slushy place. Oh my God, I got annihilated. It was called Total Destruction, and it was.
Nice.
It was Total Destruction.
Wow.
Oh, it was awesome, though. So,
man, that's crazy.
I didn't think I was gonna like sleep so good because we had to get up at 3 a.m. for flight.
Yeah,
home. I was sound asleep by 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was right. Great. I slept so fucking good. So.
Wow. Oh, yeah, dude, I tell you what, alcohol, like, you think you sleep good, but the next day you wake up, you feel like complete shit.
Right.
I can't do it, man. I'd rather smoke weed, you know, because then at least the next day I wake up, I'm like, yeah, man. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
you don't feel
I'm all fucking chonged out and shit. I'm like, yeah, man. I slept in the ditch. I froze my balls off, man. You know, all right. That kind of shit. Oh, I watch too much TV. I used to. I don't even watch TV anymore.
Speaking of TV, yeah. So Tim watches these hot rod shows. And we actually visited the places. It was really cool. I don't know if you ever heard of Count Customs.
Oh, yeah, I have.
So we visited that shop, and it's actually pretty cool. I would suggest going if anybody does it.
Yeah.
It's free.
Is it really?
Yeah. The
cool.
I mean, it's a smaller showroom, what they show on TV. But yeah. Everything's different than what they show on TV.
Dude.
But it was pretty fucking awesome. And then we went to Welder Up.
Cool.
And
I've heard of that place.
Tim got to meet one of the guys. He shook his hand, Steve Darnell.
Okay. So, I've heard of him.
Really nice guy. Like, he cool? was like, he even thanked Tim for watching the show, and they're not running anymore. Everybody quit.
Well, you know.
So everybody just stuck around for the show, and they all bolted when it was over.
Right.
It's like, that sucks. It was cool, though.
Yeah. Well, man, I tell you what. And, you know, there's so many shows now that, like, how can I put this? I just don't understand it anymore. Like, reality TV was reality TV back, you know, like the early 2000s, like Hell's Kitchen, things like that.
Right.
You know, like Big Brother, blah, blah, blah. My grandfather liked Big Brother. That was like his show. I'm like, how?
What is Big Brother?
Oh, it's where everybody's cooped up in this house.
Okay, because it was on the Osbourne podcast. Sharon was actually part of it. In London. And I was like,
okay.
I was like, what the fuck is the brother?
Yeah, the Big Brother house is a place where they all they get together, and you know sometimes they have celebrity ones and whatnot. But you know, they have to vote each other out, pending like who has like immunity, blah 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 blah. You know, whoever like the weakest link, but in a fucking house.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean? And then you have all these people and drama and blah, 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 you know, and all that shit. It's just whatever. But you know, anyways, he loved that show.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm like, the fuck? Did you just like, did my presence make you lose a brain cell or something?
I don't like The Bachelor or Bachelorette, but I love Love is Blind. There's always so much fucking drama. It's funny. It's like, oh my God, these bitches are crazy.
I can't do like drama,
dude. The one would cry at the drop of a hat. I'm like, come on, bitch, pick it up.
I can't.
And I was so happy when he broke it off. I'm like, yes!
Dude, oh yeah.
Because she was crying all the time, and she was whining about him going out with his friends. I'm like, bitch, you're with him all the time. He can't have one drink by himself.
Right.
I was like, come on.
Narcissism is so bad.
I know, but it was just like, I was so like, I was cheering at the TV when he dumped her, like, fuck yes, that's my guy. I was like, bitch needs to go.
Oh, I can't. Yeah.
I think her name was like, sorry, Chelsea, if you're listening.
I'm not.
You had to go. I'm sorry.
You got what you deserved.
Oh, God. She was annoying. Was like,
yeah,
fuck.
Dude. I can't do it. I can't.
Oh, God.
I can't. I'm a laid-back motherfucker, man. And I tell you what, I'm pretty cool about shit, but drama is a no-no for me.
Right.
I can't do it. It makes me feel too, like...
I know. I felt bad for this two girls. The guy played them both. He was saying the same shit to both of them.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. About like, oh, if we got married, can I ask for your dad's hand in marriage and blah, blah, blah. And then they found out he was asking the same question. I was like, fuck, you know bitches talk, right?
Oh,
I was just like,
yeah.
So it was funny.
Yeah.
So that show cracked me up. I like the reunion part where they all get together like, rah!
You know, like Jersey Shore, man.
It's like a dog fight.
Dude, yeah. Dude, Jersey Shore was a show I just could not, like...
get into.
No.
No.
No. Like, no. Like, no. Like, they looked good, but none of them were like, you know, I mean, JWoww was cool. That's like the only one I liked.
I'm always late for shows. Like, I like them when they're off air. Like, I'm watching Downton Abbey right now. I'm almost done with it. It's really good. I'm like, it's good.
Right.
Like, I started Deadwood this morning.
Wow. So, Deadwood's good.
So, I'm like, I watch all these old ones that don't even air anymore, you know?
Oh, yeah. Man, just crazy, you know? It is. It's crazy.
Deadwood's, I mean, it's okay, but, like, they didn't really say cocksucker back in the West. I was laughing this part. I'm like,
did they really?
I'm like, did they even say that back in the day? I'm like, did they even know the word cocksucker in the
1800s? Who knows?
I was like, and then like Calamity Jane calls him a cunt. I'm like, do they know that talk back then? I was like, what? I was like, is that a timepiece for real?
Well, think about it. Like, where did all these words come from anyway?
I know.
Like, you know, fuck is actually means for unlawful carnal knowledge.
Did you watch that show with Nicolas Cage on Netflix where he talks about swear words? I can't remember the swear word show. Oh my God, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah?
Yeah. It gives the history of each swear word.
Oh, wow. Does it really? Like, shit and all that?
Yeah, it gives you, like, the whole history. It's on Netflix.
That's so great.
Or it used to be. I don't know if it still is, but it's one of the greatest ones.
That is so good.
It's awesome.
That is so good. I would, like, oh my God, I gotta find that show now. I gotta find it.
Let me look at Netflix real quick.
Dude, you have to. Find it. Find it. Now a word from our sponsors.
I know. Nicolas Cage. Oh, did you see that one funny about Marilyn Manson?
What?
It looks like...
Now what?
It looks like Nicolas Cage is Marilyn Manson if...
Wanting to be married to Nicolas Cage.
It did, though. I was like, holy fuck. Dude. It did, though. I was like, oh, my God. I was dying laughing.
Oh, my God. You know, and the thing is like, I saw Marilyn Manson in concert with Slipknot.
Oh, here it is. It's called The History of Swear Words.
History of Swear Words.
Of Nicolas Cage right here.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's funny as fuck.
Send that to me. Wait a minute. You said it's on the flicks, right?
Yeah.
Never mind. I don't got that flicks.
Oh, aren't you lame? No,
I can chill, but I got no Netflix.
You might be able to find it on YouTube. I'm
everything's on YouTube.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah. Hello.
Everything.
Yeah. Including us, so listen.
Yes, we need subscribers.
Thank you, Kendra, for cleaning today and listening to us. I love you so much.
Yes, I give you the bell of approval.
And share it to all your friends in South Carolina.
Yeah. Down south of Mason-Dixon.
We appreciate you listening. Thank you, Kendra.
Dude, so, while you were gone last week,
All
it did was fucking rain.
Oh.
It was the saddest week. Like, I sat at home.
I won't tell you it was 80 degrees and sunny and fake.
Shut the fuck up. I'm saying that in the nicest way possible. Let me get this out, damn it.
I won't tell you.
This is my therapy session, okay?
We were outside watching jets fly over in the blue sky.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking rad, dude. I want to go back to Nellis Air Base. That was fucking awesome. So we sat, like, on the outside, like, you can't get in the base, duh. But we found, like, a nice place to actually watch the... Oh, my God. There was, like... I bet you, like, 10 jets took up. It was, like, a hornet's nest, right. Like, swarming us. It was... Oh, my God. The noise of it. I was, like, yeah!
Wow.
It was just, like, the vibrations and shit.
Yeah. You know...
It was great. I got so many videos. I want to go back. I love my new, my new lens on my camera. You can zoom in so far. I can see, like, stuff on the base.
Oh, yeah.
I felt, like, so bad. I'm like, Tim, we shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
But I couldn't help it. Like, I could see the guy, like, at the gate wearing a vest. He was, like, bright green vest. I'm like, oh, yeah.
All right.
But we had a good time.
Man. All right. So, I'm going to tell you about the rainy, depressing-ass week. All right. Dude, it was horrible. Like, I sat in my room, and I felt like no one loved me. It was so bad. It was bad.
You didn't play Brandy sit in my room, did you?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No. No. It wasn't that happy.
It wasn't that
Come
bad.
Come on,
It wasn't
man.
That bad yet. Oh, that sucks.
But it was horrible. Hold on. It felt like, you know, how was it? It felt like the ground was falling out from underneath my feet.
Aww.
And, like, just it was so depressing and horrible and just, ugh. And I cried all fucking week.
Damn.
Yeah, it would not, like, I don't know, it probably sound like a sissy, but fuck all you who think so.
No.
Dude, it just was horrible.
Yeah.
I sat in there and my, yeah, it was bad.
That sucks. It wasn't even, like, warm rain. It was cold, and yeah.
It was really sad, you know?
I felt bad because the kids were cooped up at my mom's house, too. I was like, damn.
It was sad.
I felt like we should have taken them with us. I was kind of guilty the whole trip. Like, right? Damn it, why do we take the kids?
You know, it was really bad, man. Like I don't know, last week just was horrible.
Yeah,
like I said, I was just sad. Like, I was sad. I can't explain it.
Tomorrow's supposed to be 65.
It fucking
better
be,
baby.
Man.
It's supposed to be, like,
dude,
partly
sunny. I need some sunshine in my life. I need, like, hippie vibes and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just,
yeah
it was really sad. Like, I felt like the ground was falling out from beneath my feet. I felt like nobody even saw me anymore. It was just, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Yep. It was horrible.
It's going to be 68. I was wrong. Woohoo. Why can't it be 69?
Just kidding. Wow.
I'm just kidding. 68 degrees, partly cloudy tomorrow.
Wow. Well, as long as it ain't fucking raining.
No, nope, no rain tomorrow.
You know?
That's awesome. It's going to get warmer. I'm excited because the tulips outside are almost ready to bloom. Like, come on, baby. Blossom. Like the as far as the trees haven't fully bloomed yet.
No, no. They're starting to
slowly. It's like it's a very slow process this year.
It is.
I don't know if it's because the weather's so back and forth or what. So.
You know, it's just, it's just so, the weather was just depressing, yeah. You know, and of course, you know, I'm getting older and you think about things like that, you know, and like, you know, just, you think about all sorts of different scenarios, you know, like getting old and being alone and things of that sort, you know what I mean? And, you know, like, I don't know, it just kind of builds up. So like seasonal, like anxiety and like seasonal depression and things like that. That's very real deal, man. Yeah. Like, you know, and I never really thought about it until it like happened. You know what I mean? And like, you know, I don't need medication for depression or nothing like that because I'm generally pretty happy-go-lucky. But man, last week was just like, I can't explain it. Like, I just wanted to get the hell out of the life I'm in right now and go and be in a different one for a week.
Yeah.
But, of course, the one I would be given would probably be even worse than the one I was in. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know. But who knows? You know, and I don't know. Anyways, back to some more positive shit.
I was looking at solar eclipse jokes.
Ooh, do it.
Hold on. I'm trying to find
it. Do it.
I'm really worried about the upcoming solar eclipse because I've always heard that once you go black, you never go back. That was so funny.
I like that. That's so bad. That's like that Family Guy one where like everybody was doing each other in the ear. And he said, you know what they say? Once you go black, you go deaf.
Oh,
I was no. Like, it's like, damn, that is horrible. Oh, that was bad.
Every solar eclipse, children are often reported missing because the parents cannot find their son.
Right?
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, Lord.
You're like, right?
My God. It only took me like a half a second to really realize what you just said.
Well, it's different when you're looking at it, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's kind of like this one. A boy asks his father, what is the meaning of the solar eclipse? The father replies, no, son. S-O-N.
Oh my God. That's great.
Oh my God. You can use a cereal box to see the solar eclipse, but can they see why kids love the taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch? With the
oh my God. Dude, yes! I love it.
Oh,
I love it. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though. That is the greatest.
Oh my God. I am surprised Trump wanted to look at the solar eclipse today because if he went blind, all he would see is black. Oh my fucking God, what?
That is horrible.
Ooh, I know, I was like, what?
That is bad. Why?
I don't know. I'm sorry for that one. Oh God, I shouldn't be laughing. Okay. Oh my God. What do people who make memes and solar eclipses over the U.S. have in common?
I don't know.
It takes them both 38 years to go all the way.
Yes! Oh, bell of approval.
Oh, God.
You got Nikolai's seal of approval. That was good. That was really good. Wow.
Oh, God, these are...
Wow. Wow.
Rest in peace all the vampires who got fooled by the solar eclipse. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
We're laughing around. Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah. Oh.
I don't know. Why is Annie the orphan crying?
Why?
Because there was a solar eclipse. The sun will come out
tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, I fucking love it.
You would get that as I say that.
Do it. Do it. I'm like, what? And then you tell me, I'm like, that is the greatest.
Tomorrow.
That's right. Oh, little orphan.
That's your bottom dollar.
That is so great. Right, that's good.
Some more hand.
Man.
Look at this.
Wow.
Why aren't teachers letting their students out to see the solar eclipse today?
Why?
They don't want to hurt their pupils.
Another dad joke brought to you by Ray.
I wish our school is doing a half day like some of these schools are.
Wait a second.
Are canceling school and doing half days. It's like for a solar eclipse.
Wait a minute. Wait. I'm going to do the Peter Griffin thing. Give me a minute, all right? All I want is 1 minute. Now it's Quagmire.
Giddy.
All right. But, all right, so before you do this, I'm going to go, whoa. All right, so you ready for this?
Okay.
We didn't even get fucking snow days, and you get a half day for a fucking shadow?
Exactly.
Give me a break.
I wish ours would have. God damn.
Dude, you ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. Like,
you ready for this one?
Yes.
How is a solar eclipse like a woman breastfeeding?
How?
It's beautiful, it's natural, it should be celebrated, but that still doesn't mean you should stare at it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God, that's so wrong. But that's great.
Oh, you make me. Yeah, that's fucking great. That is good.
Oh, God.
Do it.
What do you see when you hold a bottle of Mexican beer towards the sun during a solar eclipse?
What?
Corona. Sorry.
I had to. That was good. The only reason I'm not laughing is because I had to give the bell.
Your mama's so fat when she went skydiving, she caused an eclipse. Oh, God. Oh, these are great. Oh,
I like that one. That was really 90s of you.
I know. It was just thrown in there, too.
Dude, that was really good. Okay. Do you got more? God.
Yes. Did you hear about the seller who made a couple of bucks selling fake eclipse glasses?
Nah.
He's not too worried, though. He says, those suckers will never see me again.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, you remember this one? How does the sun cut his hair? Eclipse it! Remember? Eclipse it. We did that one from the Yo Mama jokes.
That's great. Do it again.
How do you take a picture of an eclipse without a camera?
How?
Stare at it for 30 seconds.
Jesus, Lord have mercy, that's good.
I know, I was like, wait a minute, what?
You are funny.
Oh, I'm trying to find some I haven't done yet.
Hold on a minute, I'm going to look up one for you now. Look, I'm actually going to pull my weight now, since I've been texting for the last 40 minutes.
What did the sun say to the moon during the solar eclipse?
What?
Look, it's my turn to shine.
You are funny. Hold on, sweet.
That's why you give me a mic.
Jokes. All right, hold on. All right, here we go. Now it's my turn. What website you on?
Humor Mama.
All right.
Humormama.com.
Humor Mama.
So this was.
All right, I'm going on Reddit.
All right, go ahead. I got a good one, though.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
What is the most famous painting of an eclipse? The Mona Lisa.
Oh, I didn't even think of that one. That's great.
Fucking love it. All right. What did the sun bring to the eclipse party? A light snack.
Why did the moon feel guilty after the solar eclipse?
Why?
It thought it might have thrown some shade.
Yeah! Oh my God.
Oh, what's the sun's favorite game during an eclipse?
What?
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek, though. Oh, yeah! Love it! Oh, I love it! Oh, I love it. That's so great. Hold on. All right. How do you organize the eclipse party? You plan it!
Ow! I see that one, too. That's funny shit. That's funny.
Yes! You plan it. Get it? Plan it. Okay. Waka waka. Sorry. I had to. Teachers will not be letting their students. Oh, yeah. You already said this one. All right. Hold on. There's some more here. Dude. All right. Here you go. What did Muhammad split the moon? He's a lunatic.
I love that. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. What? You can use a calendar as pinholes to show little projections of the eclipse onto a screen. Be careful not to strain your eyes.
Yes. This one's good for you. Why was a computer cold during the solar eclipse?
Why?
It had too many bytes and not enough sun.
Son of a bitch. Great. That is good. All right, here we go. Jack and Kitty, solar eclipse jokes to brighten your day.
How about, your mama's so fat, there's a sun eclipse whenever she's near the windows.
That's good. That is fucking good.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Where is it? Okay. That is good.
I feel like we're doing Battle of the Jokes.
We are.
That's funny. Okay.
All right, hold on a minute. All right. What day is the eclipse happening? Not sure. Neither Sunday or Moon Day.
Oh, that's that's cute.
Yeah, I know. It's like a kid joke. What? How did the ocean say hello to the sun after the eclipse? It waved.
Aww.
Waka waka.
Hopefully not a tsunami wave.
No, it isn't.
What did the sun say to the moon on the day of the solar eclipse?
What?
You think you can block me? Is it just a phase you're going through?
You are hilarious. Oh, God. Here we go. What did the moon say to the sun during the eclipse? Just passing through.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh, hey, here we go. What did the sun say to the moon on the day of the solar eclipse? Looks like it's my day off.
Oh, why did Lord Voldemort watch the eclipse?
I don't know.
To practice the dark arts.
That's good. I know. Here we go. I'm going to a different site. That last one kind of sucked.
What did the sun say to the moon on the day of the solar eclipse? What? Looks like it's my night off.
Ah, another one. There you go. That was just
Bazinga.
Pretty.
No, I'm just kidding.
Bazinga, though. Bazinga. Here we go. Hanging hyena. Blindingly funny solar eclipse jokes. All right, here we go. Here. I was so frustrated that I couldn't see the solar eclipse today. The moon was in my way the whole time.
What did the sun say when it reappeared after the solar eclipse?
What?
Pleased to heat you again.
God, Lord. Jesus. Talk about it's science.
Oh, why is a solar eclipse like your sex life?
Why?
It will be dark, hurt your eyes, only last 2 minutes. Yeah! I win! I'm just kidding.
You win. You win. She wins, everybody. Oh, God, I ain't got nothing. I got nothing. I got nothing.
I thought they said it was supposed to last 7 minutes.
Well, at least it was more than 30 seconds, I suppose. I mean,
yeah, he stayed on longer Christ. Than 30 seconds.
This is insane. I love it. You're crying over there. I love it.
That was
you get an extra bell of approval.
Oh, that was great.
There we go. Oh, I love it. Love it.
Oh, I gotta find another one. I'm done with these jokes.
And there it is. Here. What kind of manure should you wear during the eclipse? Fruit of the moon. Ah! No, that's not funny. You know, instead of Fruit of the Loom?
No,
Fruit
I got, no, moon. That, I was reading about the April Fool's laughing. Day prank about the 2024 solar eclipse. Is it a joke?
No, it's happening.
I was like, is this a joke or what? Okay, hold on. I gotta read about it.
It is happening.
I don't know, it's too many words. I'm just kidding.
Are you serious?
Too many words. I just want jokes. Let's go to the
gym. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nah, we don't want too much. We want to keep it simple. Here, hold on.
Pure jokes? Ew, I don't want pure.
Here we go. Solar eclipse. Yeah, jokes. No, that's not a joke. All right. Totally awesome. No. Bourbon kids. 12. Oh, eclipse puns. Fuck no. We're doing this. All right.
Okay.
Why did the sun bring sunglasses to the eclipse? It wanted to look cool.
Yes.
That's fucking awesome shit.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
That's awesome.
Wait, what did the sun say to the moon during the eclipse? You're blocking my spotlight.
Hell yeah.
All right, here we go. Why did the moon feel shy during the eclipse? Because it was in the shadow. All right, here we go. Okay, what do you call... Oh, yeah, here. What do you call it when the moon tells a joke during an eclipse? Lunar humor.
Did you hear about the moon's new job?
No.
It's now a sunblock.
Copper tone? Oh, shit. Yeah. Where's the copper tone beauties for this one? They call them the lunarians, right? I'm sure.
Why do astronomers get excited about eclipses?
I don't know.
Because they're over the moon. I thought it was going to be something way worse.
Over the rainbow? I don't know. All right, here we go. What is the sun's favorite dance during an eclipse?
I don't know.
The moonwalk?
How about the moon dance? You know. Oh, the moonwalk. Yeah, that's it.
Annie, are you okay? I don't
know. Oh, God.
I do not know.
Oh, God. They put a man on the moon. Sorry. I tried to watch the eclipse, but I missed it. Now I'm in the dark about what happened.
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. My God. You are...
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Why did the moon break up with the sun?
Why?
Because it needed its space.
That's so dumb. I love it, though. It's so dumb. It's great. It's like those corny jokes.
This one's great. Eclipses are the moon's way of photobombing the sun.
I give you that.
I'm falling. my chair.
That was you great. Win. You win. Oh, you totally win.
I fell over.
You win.
Oh, God. These are funny. Hold on.
You win.
What did the sun say to the moon during the eclipse?
What?
Finally, you're in the spotlight.
Oh, my. Wait. All right. There we go. All right. Here.
Why was the sun upset after the eclipse?
Why?
It was outshone by the moon.
Oh, my God. What do you call a group of musicians playing during the eclipse? What? An eclipse band. All right, why did the eclipse bring a blanket to the sky? It wanted to stay warm during its shadow play.
I like this one, an eclipse, when the moon and the sun decide to play peekaboo with the earth. That's funny.
Peekaboo, though.
Peekaboo, I see you!
Oh, right here. Why is the sun so happy during the eclipse? Because it got to break. Because it gets to get a break from the center of attention. Okay, I think we've heard that one already. Hold on. Oh, here. How do you comfort the moon after an eclipse? You give it some lunar therapy.
What did the moon say during the eclipse?
What?
Look at me. I've got a total phase lift.
Oh, my God. A phase lift, though? That's good. That is so good.
Oh, God.
All right.
Why did the eclipse go to school?
Oh, shit. Why?
To get a little brighter.
Why did the moon become a DJ during the eclipse? It wanted to drop some sick beats in the shadow.
Yeah. I missed the eclipse, so now I'm shadowboxed.
Oh, my God.
Why did the moon get a ticket during the eclipse? Illegal blocking. The only thing that overshadows the eclipse is its own pun. Oh, my God. Are you okay with your fuck?
No. You said the shadow box shit, and that made me lose it.
That's where you lost it? I lost it back on the sex one. That's where... I haven't heard you laugh like that since the horse episode. Shut up, man. That one makes me lose every time.
Oh, you're killing me, dude. Woo! Oh, my God. Dude, shadow box, though. That's good. Oh, sorry,
God.
Everybody.
Oh, God, that was more entertaining than
motherfucker. That was good. I laughed like Joe Rogan did. He was talking to Robert Downey Jr. about Tropic Thunder. It's like, Bobby, please, I beg you, don't do this. It's so good. He's like, did anybody try to tell you not to do it? My mother was horrified. And he's all...
What do eclipses drink?
What?
Sunny D light.
Goddamn. Oh, you cracked me.
Why did the eclipse bring a suitcase?
Why?
For its trip around the world.
Jesus Christ. Hold on. There. I'll give you the light bell.
Eclipses are nature's way of dimming the lights. Oh, God. These are puns now. Oh. Sorry.
Turn the lights down low. Whatever that damn song
the
is.
The eclipses make the sun turn a blind eye.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh, that's funny shit.
Wow.
Wow. Moonwalks because eclipses need drama.
Jesus Christ.
Eclipsing the competition, the moon's motto.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sun during eclipse. Am I mooning you? That's like a shady situation every eclipse ever. It's my turn now.
You, yes, do it. Laugh.
Oh, God.
Laugh.
Right, eclipse, on. The moon's moment to shine.
Jesus Christ. There we go.
Caught in the act, the sun to the moon.
Are you serious? Hey, what do you call a solar eclipse that's also a dance party? What? A moon boogie.
Oh, my God.
Y'all.
The moon during eclipse, I've got your back.
Jesus Christ. How does the sun apologize after the eclipse?
What?
It says, I promise not to overshadow you again.
How about this one? The sun to the moon. Let's circle back later.
God. Yeah.
Oh, eclipse, a cosmic game of tag. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It is too, though.
No, when you start thinking about it, you see your mind, you're like, oh, my God, what? Oh, God. Fuck. We're not high doing this, we promise.
Well, yeah, well, you know, are we?
I don't know.
The world may never know.
I pee my pants laughing. It's
like, imagine a world where we have a podcast and we tell you we're not stoned, but we're really stoned. This and more in the Twilight Zone.
Oh, my God. What's an eclipse's favorite candy?
I don't know. Moon candy?
Milky Ways and Starburst for a celestial munch.
Jesus Christ. You're going to get me laughing again. Oh, my God.
How do you know an eclipse is over?
I don't know.
The sun comes out of its shell.
Tomorrow. Out of its wait a minute.
I don't know. What did the astronaut say during the eclipse?
The what?
Now that's a star-studded event.
My God. That's good. Right, here we go. What's this one? What did the sun say to the moon when it's blocked its view during the eclipse? You're really throwing some shade at me. You said that one. Yeah. My bad. Hold on.
Okay.
Anyway, how does the moon keep cool during a hot eclipse day? It uses lunar fans.
Why was the sun... Wait, fuck. Her? Why was the eclipse arrested?
Why?
For mooning the sun in public.
Oh, my God.
What do you call an eclipse in the desert?
I don't know.
A light shower.
Jesus Christ. Yes. That is good.
God, that would be
that
cool.
Gives homage to your trip.
I know. I was just like, wow, that'd be cool to watch in the desert.
Dude, that would be fucking rad. You know, it was cool in the Ville to watch it. Right? I mean, it was neat, dude. Yeah. Down south, man, they go crazy. They're all, you know.
Why did the eclipse go to the party?
I don't know.
To darken the mood.
Jesus. He cracked me up.
God. Oh, my God. What did one eclipse say to the other? Together, we can make daylight turn into night.
Oh my gosh. Together.
Why do eclipses make poor secret keepers?
I don't know.
They always let something slip.
You are funny.
My
do it.
God.
Do it.
What's an eclipse's favorite book?
What?
50 Shades of Day.
Oh my God. Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, you win.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies too.
50 Shades of Day, though.
Yes. That's funny. Oh my
God. That is so good, dude. That is so good. Let's see. Oh, I ran out. Motherfucker. Okay, another site. One more. Washington Post.
I lost where I was. I can't even
solar eclipse jokes. Super duper joke book volume 2.
Why are eclipses like a good joke?
I don't know.
They both have perfect timing.
God. I love it.
I must have missed that one. I didn't even see that one. That's funny. I'm glad I lost my spot. How do you fix a broken eclipse?
I don't know.
With a ring of light.
Lord have mercy. With a ring of light, though. Oh, my God.
Why
you know,
was the sun sad after the eclipse?
I don't know.
It felt a little mooned. Oh, what is the eclipse's least favorite song?
What?
Here comes the sun. Do, 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 do.
Oh, my God. Hey, that's
it's
Beatles, man.
Right.
Oh, that's Beatles.
Hell yeah.
Here comes the sun. Oh, man. You know, I went to a karaoke event last week, man. I tell you what, I have learned, and everybody, I want to know what you think about this.
What did you sing? Did you sing?
Yeah, I did. I sang Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode, obviously. And I did Never Let Me Down Again, but then I did Day Tripper by the Beatles. Let me tell you something. If you drink alcohol and you try to sing, I lose my voice. Like, I'm not a singer by far. I can carry a tune, okay?
Yeah.
And I, you know, but... I destroyed it. Enjoy the Silence, it did really good, but that was before I was drinking.
Is there any videos?
No.
Why not? Totally
because
did.
No.
God damn it.
No.
So these are funny eclipse puns for Instagram.
Let's do it.
Totally comes to the heart, sun.
God.
Caught in a bad romance, moon shadow sun.
Are you fucking serious?
Eclipse vibes when the day decides to hit snooze.
Jesus, Lord. Hold on a minute here.
Sunny side up with a chance of moon.
Sunny side up with a chance of moon, though.
Yeah. Hold on.
This is so good.
I think I did that one. Where the moon photobombs the sun.
Another moon photobomb. Jeez.
Shady business, the moon covering the sun.
All right.
Sun and moon in a fleeting meet cute. Oh, my God.
What? That is so good.
Blocking the sun because I'm the moon's biggest fan.
Wow.
Day turns to night. Must be eclipse o'clock. Oh, God. Moon over sun, a love story eclipsed.
Oh, my God. That's a good one. That's
I know. All right. With Earth, Moon, and the Sun lined up for a selfie.
Oh, my God. It's like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I know.
We'll even on a jet plane.
Dancing in the Dark, the Eclipse Edition. The Moon's big moment, stealing the sunlight.
Oh, shit.
Oh, eclipse season when the moon gets all the spotlight.
Yeah. This is good.
These are funny. These are actually captions from Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Eclipse catching some cosmic shade.
Cosmic shade! I love it.
When the sun takes a brief intermission.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. This is so good.
Throwing a little moonlight on the situation.
Wow.
Oh, the moon sneak attack on the sun. That's funny.
It is, too, though. It's like Rambo.
A little eclipse drama to spice up the day. Sun, moon, and earth, the ultimate trio.
It is, though.
I'm trying to see if those are kind of funny anymore.
That's okay.
Oh, the day the moon played hero and villain.
Wow. That's okay, because we're almost out of time. So I wanted to give a shout out to... It has been 30 years since Kurt Cobain died. Mm-mm. Yeah.
I did see that.
Dude, you know how fucking old I feel because of that?
I know.
30 years, though.
Yeah, me too.
And 8 days after that, 8 years after that, in 2002, Layne Staley from Alice in Chains died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was like on the exact same day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell you what, April 5th is not good for Seattle rockers, man. No. But, you know, and it makes me sad to know that, you know, because Nirvana was awesome.
Oh, I know.
Alice in Chains are still awesome, but they had Layne, they were Alice in Chains.
I love the song Something in the Way.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
Something in the Way.
I never heard it until I watched the movie Jarhead.
Are you serious?
And I never heard it. I was like, I love this song. And I was like, holy shit.
I should, like, podcast divorce you right now.
I know, right? But it's just like, oh, God.
This arrangement is null and void.
That movie made me fall in love with that song from Nirvana. So I was like, oh.
Yeah, man. It's
And I like their rendition of Where Did You Sleep? I like that one.
Oh, yeah. That's a Lead Belly song. My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? I love that.
Well,
in the pines.
I wouldn't be sleeping in the pines.
Where the sun don't ever shine.
We should play that one tomorrow.
You should play that as a fucking outro.
I know.
Put on the unplugged version, man.
Oh, I know. I love their unplugged album from MTV. That was really good.
Dude, yes. Yes, it is.
Especially, it smells like Teen Spirit. So what did you think about them using those songs in Moulin Rouge? I get the middle finger, don't I?
Look, man. We are going to end this podcast on this note right here.
Fuck Moulin Rouge.
Years ago, I went on a date with a girl.
Uh-oh.
And we went to see Moulin Rouge. And in the beginning of this fucking movie, they started singing Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I know.
And it was based in 1906. I threw my hands up and I said, done. And I looked right at her and I said, you can stay and watch this if you want to, but I'm gone.
Oh, come on.
That was an atrocity to Nirvana.
It was funny, though.
Dude, it was bad.
Oh, come on. Be a good sport.
No. No. Don't ever diss the Kurt, man. Kurt Cobain is fucking legendary.
Who paid for the movie? Did you?
Yeah.
You walked out?
Yeah. It wasn't even there 10 minutes.
You should go. You can get your money back. I heard some people.
This was in 2000.
Not now. I meant like when you were there. Like
it was worth me walking out. Believe that.
Oh,
believe that.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was that fucking bad. Look, man. Look.
He didn't like
look,
them all
look,
singing
look,
it.
Look. Whoa.
Did he say YOLO? What?
I said no.
Oh, I thought he said YOLO.
I said yo. Whoa.
Like, yeah, yo. Whoa.
All right. So whoever likes Moulin Rouge, good for you. Me, just like Usher Raymond. Do me a favor. Say Usher.
Usher.
Okay. That's it. Okay. We'll end it on that.
But he's not married, you fucker.
Who's not married?
I'm not sure he's getting married.
Oh,
he got married. You know what? I actually forgot I was getting married this Friday.
Oh, hey! And it's you!
So we're on our way back from the airport, and Tim's like talking about the wedding. I'm like, wedding? He's like, this week? This week?
Dude, I give the same marital advice to everybody.
I was like, we're getting married this week? I thought we said a week or two.
I give the same marital advice I give to everybody. You can only go as far as the leash you're on. If you tug it too hard, they'll hang you by it.
But who forgets about their own wedding?
You.
I did.
You.
Jesus Christ. We've had so much crazy shit.
You're my best friend. I know
I've
this.
I've had so much crazy shit with the house shit going on, the renovations. Like, Oh my god, it's fucking nuts. And I'm like, oh yeah, are we getting married this week?
Yeah. Did you forget about that or something? Shit. Like, let me pencil you in for Friday.
It is at our house to boot. All these people are coming to my house. Like, oh yeah.
Speaking of that, my mom wanted to know if you needed us to help with anything as family. We are more than happy to help.
I'll let her know if I can. Please think of anything.
Do. Please. Because we'll be there.
I appreciate it big time.
You know, congratulations ahead of time. Because I'm telling you what. No, it's awesome. You two are.
I might just need, help getting food out and getting coffee ready.
Do you need any food?
Get
with her, let her know.
I've got it covered pretty much. I think I'm just going to do catering through Jimmy John's.
Ooh.
For like those little half sandwiches. Like the big boxes. I'm just going to do a lot of easy.
Oh, I'm coming for the food. But I'm staying for the company.
There's cake too. I was like, we're gonna have cake too.
But dude, you know what though? Like, you and Tim, man, you guys are like soulmates.
Oh my god, we've been through the ringer.
You have, and you survived. You've been divorced,
right?
And he still loves you.
It's kind of funny because when I went to Vegas the last time by myself, I don't do well with turbulence on airplanes, and I was by myself and I was scared.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of glad he was with me this time because I like clutched his hand. He like knew what like the turbulence started. He just held my hand. I was like, okay.
You know what though? That's
and it got me through. And just like, oh my god.
You know, so, I don't think Tim knows how to take to me sometimes simply because of how eccentric I can be. But I love the dude, man. I really do. He really is. And I just want him to know that, you know, if he ever needs me for anything, I'm always here.
Aww,
so you know that too. Well, you know that too. You know what I mean? And, you know, I think it's really cool that you two are doing this. And I just want to be the first to say.
Funny. I don't know what he said.
No, oh, he's hilarious.
Oh my god,
dude.
When he's funny, like, he almost made me spit my drink out.
See, I get him. I get his humor.
I do too, but like most people, like they don't. Like, he comes off as an asshole because he's not antisocial. He's socially awkward,
and that's all
and
right.
People don't realize that.
And
so
that's
when
okay.
When he warms up, he gets.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable.
I can be the same way. But
me, I battled anxiety by talking to everybody.
I think it helped me working at Bob Evans. Like,
it does.
I was very shy and I was in my own shell until I became a server.
Right.
And now I can talk to Joe Schmo. I mean, I could just talk to anyone.
My mother came up with a saying years ago for me that I do not know no strangers, only friends I've never met.
Right. That's how I feel when I travel anymore. I love meeting new people anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's why we do this.
Yeah.
Because we want to meet new people. We want people to hear us. We're normal people. I mean, I'm wearing a pair of Dickies pants and a flannel shirt with a wife beater shirt on underneath it, spiked hair, glasses. I'm old skater cliche 80s, 90s dude. I mean, I'm not here dressed up famous or fancy or anything like that.
Me
We're just normal
either.
People wanting to talk to other people and get your opinions.
Right.
So that's what this is all about. That's why we started this.
Hell yeah.
You know, plus it's a dream. So help us achieve our dream, please, by subscribing to our YouTube channel. It's a Random Task Podcast. And please like or follow our page on Facebook, which is the Random Task Podcast. And I know we have a couple other things and Instagram.
Yeah.
So we don't do TikTok. So
no.
TikTok's just too tickety tockety for me.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to follow all those weird trends. You know.
Yeah. We
just
don't
to
do
get
that.
Promoted,
let's just
it's
we
just...
go. To the beat of our own drum, man.
That we do.
And that is it. That's everything.
That is so true, the beat of our own drum.
You know, and I apologize to everybody if I talk too close to this microphone. I finally figured out after 1 hour and 7 minutes that I could set it right here, and you could still hear my loud-ass voice, okay? So. And
then I have to sit really close to be heard. That's funny.
Cause you
when do. When I sit back, like, you can't hear.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't
no,
even pick
I'm
you
here.
Up. But now, but with
yeah,
you right there.
So I have to sit, like. My mouth, like, right to the mouthpiece.
She's all, like, deep-throating the mic. No,
I'm making out with the mic.
You owe me rent,
shit.
Munson.
Sorry, Aggie. This is your microphone. My bad.
It's okay. She likes the slobber. Anyways, I'm out of here.
Okay.
That's it for
We're
this week.
Here,
we love you guys.
You.
We'll be back next month. Next Sunday
next
or Monday.
Month?
Yeah. No, we'll be back, I think, next Sunday evening around that time. And please keep my sister Ashley in your thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
She's going through something right now, and she needs Aww. All the positive vibes, energy, and prayers she can get, please. And that's all. We love you guys. Please be kind to one another. This is The Random Task. We are out. Take it easy.
Giggity.
That's right. Giggity goo. All right.